Hello, hello. Welcome to the Shop Girls on MyTalk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. I know you just listened to, if you're listening live, you probably just heard a replay of Weekly Dish.
But we're
with
here.
Steph Hansen and Zoe Francois.
Right.
And Zoe is in reality.
Yeah.
These are just the wonders of modern technology.
Yes.
She's in New York right now with our friend Steph March, and she got nominated yesterday for an Emmy. So
isn't that exciting?
So excited for her. And I've been telling everyone to watch that. It was the holiday special that she did with Andrew Zimmern. I told you to watch it. Did you ever watch it?
I don't have to tell you.
Oh, well, you're missing out.
I will.
It was so good.
On Magnolia?
Just say it to your TV. It'll come up.
Say, please show me Zoe.
Okay. I mean, it's available on demand. I think it is through Magnolia, but Magnolia is available through Discovery. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway,
all right.
We'll see if we can find it. But anyway, so deserving, long overdue, and really excited for her.
Yes.
And she also had, just look her up on Instagram. She's having a big day. Cute pictures of her dancing over the news, and then revealing her cookie cookbook, which is coming.
Oh, does that look good? Picture on the front.
That will be a very good holiday hostess gift. Comes out in September. You can pre-order now.
Would she, instead of me buying the book, could she just make the cookies for me?
Well,
see, I would like that.
I know.
Would
I know.
You like to
but
do
you
that
know,
for
I've
me?
Asked her that. You know, I mean, did you ever think, Zoe, of having a bakery? But I mean, that's
a whole different career.
And I mean, you know, she has worked for, you know, I mean, she has done that, but it's a different career and not the path she chose. And lucky for us, we have all these amazing cookbooks and content. So that's that.
But we're here live. We are really here, as far as I can tell, as opposed to Steph, who wasn't.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I just want to make sure I'm really here. Okay.
Yes, I think you are.
I think I am.
I think you are. Yes. What was your week like? What did you do? What were your highlights?
The highlight was going to Chanhassen Dinner Theater.
Oh, right.
To see Beautiful.
Yes.
And if you haven't seen it and you can still get tickets, we are going to be out there, not in the show. They put a kibosh on
that. I know
on
you
that.
Offered, yes.
Yes. But we are going to be broadcasting out there in a couple weeks on May 4th before the matinee performance at 1. So we will be there from 11 to 1.
Yes.
And, you know, if you want, we can sing a few bars in the song.
And I think the actress who plays Carole King is going to be on
Monet.
With us.
Oh, yeah. She was on with Weekly Dish a few weeks ago. She likes to cook.
Oh,
but maybe
she likes to shop.
Yeah,
or we can just talk about all of the period fashions.
I wonder where they got those. Anyway, if you haven't seen the show, I certainly recommend it.
It's fun.
A delightful evening. Carole King music just lives on through the ages. So
yes, realizing all of the songs that she
which you didn't realize.
Wrote.
Yeah,
that's the crazy thing.
Yes.
I mean, the
because
whole
she started
first
out writing for other people.
Did you know that? Be honest. Did
of
you?
Of course I did.
Really?
Well, first of all, okay, full disclosure.
Uh-huh.
I had seen the National Touring Company production some years ago.
You did?
Yep.
Was it totally different?
No. Well, the staging is different, yes.
Okay.
Because Chanhassen has to do it in a different way. It's not like a Broadway theater.
Mm-hmm.
But the music and all, I mean, the story is certainly still the same. And so, yes, and I had the Tapestry album, her big album.
No, I know, you know
great.
That, but just
but
all
the
of
songs.
The music that she was writing for
right.
all of the big singers of
because
the 60s.
Because it was done so differently in the 50s and all, where there was like a big building in New York that just had office after office of songwriters. And every time somebody would come up with a song, the head guy would say, oh, yeah, this will be good for the Shirelles or this will be good for the Drifters or whatever.
Right.
And it was just they churned them out.
Yes.
And that's how she started.
Have you listened to Taylor Swift's new album?
I've heard part of it. Oh,
tortured
my God.
Tortured poets.
I'm sorry. How much of that can you listen to?
I
know I'm not 16.
I'm not loving it.
Okay, then I don't feel
can
so
I
bad
say
that?
That
you said that.
I saw a partial review from the New York Times that sounded like they were a little bit like time to move on.
Well, I mean, first
like
of
from
all,
her style.
There's what, 31 songs?
It's
how
just like
many
it's
heartbreak
her, yeah.
songs can you do?
Yeah.
And make them sound different.
Well, I mean, this is what the New York Times pop music critic Lindsay Zoldez assessed the album and said that the abundance, meaning, you know, there are so many songs, I'm just saying, yields diminishing returns.
Ah, good way of, I mean, yeah, it's just, I would like to talk to, well, I will talk to my niece who is 16 mm-hmm. and loves her. Mm-hmm. And I would love to hear her reaction. And I'd like to understand why all these young girls, I know it's not just young girls, but why they all relate so.
No, her. I think you're totally wrong.
Okay,
I mean, I think that's
I
all,
wrong.
I think that's all totally understood. Oh my gosh. Did you ever read the profile that New York Times, that Taffy Broadzer, whatever her name is, you know, who did Fleischman's in Trouble, you know, she wrote this epic profile on Taylor without ever interviewing Taylor and sort of like went through the arc of like you, like, I don't get it. I'm too old for this. And then became just like the hugest Swiftie ever and, you know, became so...
And why?
Because of her talent.
Don't
is
yell at me.
Her talent is huge. Her ability to relate through the specific, her songwriting, her ability to capture what it is like to be a teen and to be in love, all that. Okay, we're not going to go through all that again. All I'm saying is, I think the issue with this album is that it's nothing different. It's just more of the same. It just doesn't feel like there are a lot of breakout hits on this album. It just sounds like more of her sound that you could, like, if you're on Spotify and you like an artist and then you just say, you know, play me more like this. It's just like that. It just seems like background.
This is what I want to say because I don't want Swifties to get angry with me. I totally appreciate her ability to write music and all of that. I understand. I've just never... In terms of her vocal ability, there are many singers that I think surpass her.
Yeah.
And
what?
Oh, mother, nothing. You don't think Beyonce has a better voice than she
just,
does?
Voice?
I'm saying vocally, yes. Their voices. I mean, Barbara Streisand. I don't know why that's funny. It's true. There are many better.
You're such a hater.
Meanwhile,
what you all need to know is my mother hates on Taylor Swift going against the culture. Once again, you are really your own person.
I am.
And then you stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning to stream Coachella live. You
Those
and my mother must have been the only grandparents in this country streaming it live. I went to bed. You stayed up until 2 a.m.
Till 2 o'clock because Doja Cat was the headline. And she didn't start until 12:30 our time.
Yes.
And so it didn't end until 2.
And is the schedule the same? Because it's 2 weekends. She performs again tomorrow night. Would you
Sunday
recommend
night.
That we all stay up? And will you be, you know, live threading it? Or
I will not stay up again.
Oh,
because
you won't?
I do. Well, maybe I will. I'm not sure now. I would think it's the same performance. But, you know, here's the thing, and any mother out there knows this. You do whatever for your children, you know? I mean, my son is her manager.
Yeah.
This was a huge thing, and this was a lot of aggravation and a lot of preparation and all of that.
Yes.
I had to support him
so that
I could text him right after and tell him that I'm exhausted, but it was really a good show, you know?
Yeah.
And she got fabulous reviews.
Yeah. There are lots of
first
clips.
Woman, it's amazing to me. First woman rapper to headline Coachella.
Isn't that crazy to think about?
Yes.
And only the second woman, black woman to headline. Beyonce was the first.
Right.
And did you see Beyonce's documentary that she did of the making of her Coachella show? That's worth watching too.
You didn't fall asleep through it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did not. No, that's really incredible. But it is just so ridiculous to think that she's only the second. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
It's crazy.
But I mean, I'm sorry. I as I say, I appreciate Taylor's abilities.
Yes.
I just, you know, the few songs I've heard, that I've seen the reports on television on every single program.
Uh-huh.
And obviously Beyonce has suddenly just gone, whoop, because now we're on to Taylor. Forget about Cowboy Carter, I guess.
I don't think so. I think that once people hear, I think Beyonce will continue.
Cowboy Carter is a much better album. Group of music. Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
Sorry. I just, you know, hope, I want Taylor to live and be well.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that this time, she mm-hmm. has found true romance, and maybe she could write happy songs. Wouldn't that be nice? You know, just a
well,
thought.
Look, I know I'm not as fabulous as Doja Cat or that whole world, but I did have a really big event this week with Twin Cities Business. We had our Women in Leadership event.
Much more than serious.
Yes. I am more serious.
Oh, much more serious.
Yes. It was actually not that. It was really fun. We did it at the River Center. More than 600 women.
That's great.
Showed up. And I was really, really excited that we were. I mean, we always have incredible people. And we did again this year. We had Karen Wilson Thiessen. She's the general counsel of General Mills. Mm. That's a really big job. And Natasha Chen, who is a senior vice president with Ecolab. And then we had Carla Vernon, who is the CEO of The Honest Company, Jessica Alba's company.
Who just stepped down.
Right, Jessica. Exactly. And we talked about that a little bit. And
she said
that, you know, I mean, and when Carla stepped in, like, it gets a lot of hype, but it was a company in need of some figuring out they weren't making money. You know, it's like look huge, the stock, you know, you can go public and have this huge public offering, but actually making money is a different thing. But Carla was she's just so fun and so animated. You can read highlights at TCB Mag. We'll post a link, but on LinkedIn and on Instagram, this is what she wrote, and I loved this, and I know we have to take a break, but hang with me just one second, Lexi. When a room of 600 people is all one energy vibe, and you can't help but go with the flow. This ballroom full of women leaders may as well have been the girlfriends text thread on my WhatsApp that keeps you going through tough days. This week's blah, 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 Twin Cities Business, blah, 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 Allison Kaplan's so wonderful, blah, blah, blah. I'll just skip over that. Well, things started off on the wrong foot for me as I dealt with my son's prom emergency. And I must say, we were all heading up to the stage and there was no Carla.
Oh.
You know what? Maybe let's leave it there.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what happened right after
break.
This. We'll be right back with more Shop Girls.
That's Michael. He's in the middle of a massage at the YMCA. He says he's glad he found out he can add well-being services onto his Y membership, like acupuncture, meditation, and nutrition classes. And massage. Yeah, totally. So join the Y at ymcanorth.org.
Fun fact, Mom, Post Malone is on the Beyonce album the Taylor album.
And he's also done this song with Doja. I mean,
he's everywhere.
Why is that? Why do they all want him, do you think?
Bless I don't know.
You.
I guess he's good at harmonizing. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, he
Mom,
sounds good.
I'm not going to lie. You're getting a little bit of hate mail over here for dissing Taylor,
but I'll
stay by your side.
I didn't.
You're my mother.
What kind of hate mail am I getting?
Anyway.
I really did not diss her. I appreciate that, you know, I'm not her demographic.
Yes. Oh, is that where we landed? Okay, so we left with a little bit of a cliffhanger. So there I am at the River Center. Big panel, 600 plus people in a room. They all know that when we finish giving out these honor roll awards, which recognize public companies that have more than 30% women in the C-suite and on their board. And by the way, you can't believe how rare that is. It's a small group. Then my panelists and I walk up on the stage. And so two of them follow instructions. They come right up, and we're missing Carla Vernon, who is the CEO of The Honest Company. She's very high profile. You can Google her. She wears bright glasses just like you, Mom.
Yeah.
She has all kinds of bright glasses, and she's just super cool leader. And of course, you know, her Instagram is filled with Jessica Alba. So she's,
did you think you might have to like do a song?
Well, I knew
and dance
she was there. I knew she was there. I had already been talking to her and everything. And I'm like, Carla? And I'm looking over towards where her table is, and I don't have my glasses on, and I'm like, where is she? Well, it turns out, right as we were approaching the stage, she got an alert on her phone. I figured there's some work crisis. Sure. You know, she's got to put out some fire. This is a public company, very high profile. Jessica Alba just stepped down as chief creative officer. Things are happening. No, she got an alert from Amazon that the prom outfit she had ordered for her son was being delivered to the wrong address. She is a leader with multiple addresses. No. She has an apartment in L.A. where Honest Company is headquartered. She is based here in the Twin Cities where her family lives. And she was like, OMG.
So you have to stop everything. Yep.
She had first to write first. This wrong so that her son would not be without a tuxedo. And so she literally walked up on stage still texting and then told the story, which immediately, of course, broke the ice and
of course.
Made it all fun. And
because that's what women do. They multitask.
It is. And as she said on LinkedIn, she said the glitter bombs of optimism and resilience were coming fast and furious from the start. Thank you to my 600 new besties. Please do let me know where to log in for survival techniques of working women raising teenagers. I need all the tips I can get.
Does she have more than one child?
She has two. Yeah, two teenagers. And all of our panelists did. But I think one of my absolute favorite moments, and again, you can read all sorts of highlights and words of wisdom at tcbmag.com. But we were talking about, as a conversation often goes, and this isn't just with women, just that like pinch me, like you're in these really big positions. And do you have imposter syndrome? And, you know, can you believe you are where you are? And I opened it up by asking, you know, like, at what point in your life do you have to say, I'm going to be the CEO of a public company. How early does that train leave the station? You know?
Yeah.
Because I think if you look at the schools they went to, and I'm like, you got to start planning that pretty early. It doesn't just happen. Anyway, so the imposter question comes up and the other two are talking about it. And Carla's like, actually, I don't have imposter syndrome.
Good for her.
I'm exactly where I should be.
Good for her. Did everybody applaud?
Everybody cheered. And it's like, absolutely.
Do you have imposter syndrome?
Oh, gosh. No, I don't think I'm that big.
No, I don't think that's fair to say. I mean, you know.
I mean, no, I know what she means. I mean, I think there's a difference between saying I'm really grateful and appreciative and proud of where I am.
But also saying
like, no, I would say I'm so old now that at certain points I'm just like, I think there are moments where you're like, oh my God, will I know how to do that? Would I know how to like be the leader of this? And then you're like, yeah, actually, I kind of do.
Yeah.
I kind of do know what to do.
Yeah.
I kind of do know how to make a magazine.
Right.
I kind of do know how to talk on the radio. You know,
exactly.
Like it is funny
exactly.
when that happens. But I love that she said that because I think so often people don't because they feel like they have to be modest. And I think women especially.
I would like to meet her.
Can I tell you one other story? I know we have to talk about shopping, but you'll love this. And it kind of relates. So Karen Wilson Thiessen, who started out at a law firm, then was at Ameriprise as their general counsel, now is at General Mills. She had told me a story in advance and she turned red when I brought it up. She's like, oh my God, you're going to make me tell this story. And I'm like, you have to tell this story. And the story was about her decoy bag. What am I talking about? Many working women will relate. Early in her career, she's at a big law firm. And when she would have to leave at 5 p.m. to get her children, imagine that.
It was
so frowned upon, and she was so nervous about losing her place as a rising star. She would have an extra bag that she would leave on her chair, and she would make a cup of coffee that was still steaming and leave it on her desk so that if one of the bosses, one of the partners walked by, they would think she was still there, and then she'd slip out the back door to get her kids.
You have got to be kidding.
The decoy bag. So that's
that
nobody under the age of 30 will ever have to do that.
No.
And they will be like, what? But we have to keep telling that story because
absolutely,
it was true not
to make
that
them
long
realize.
Ago. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
All right, we'll talk shopping and some new stores when we get back. You're listening to Shop Girls. Okay, well, this one is going to instantly determine your age if you know the latest store that is coming to Mall of America. Mother?
How do you say it? Edited?
Addicted.
Addicted.
Spelled E-D-I-K-T. TED.
Yeah.
Addicted.
Addicted.
Yes. Okay. It is a TikTok brand.
Yeah.
So are you familiar?
Well, I was after I read the article. Uh-huh. I really did not know about it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's got a huge TikTok following.
Yes.
It's they don't say the exact date, but in May it should be opening on level two.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the company was actually only founded in 2021.
Yeah, can you believe that?
As an omni-channel brand.
Yes.
And it has taken the social media by storm, the Mall of America says. And all the young shoppers like it.
Well, Hailey Bieber, Olivia Rodrigo, Addison Rae have all worn the brand, which helped them take off very, very quickly.
I mean, just in this one picture that they posted, it's like every other young girl's brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the short little mini skirt and the bare midriff tops.
Yeah.
I don't, I mean,
that's
I guess
they wear.
They're not looking for my approval.
Nope, so, they no, they sure aren't.
So, yeah, they're going to open.
So, but that's a good get for Mall of America.
Smart. I guess.
Yeah. I wish, I mean, obviously, number one, continue, broken record, would like Mall of America to get Uniqlo.
Oh, yeah, you've talked about that for years.
Yeah, it's such a good store, and it's so big, and it just feels like, why isn't that at Mall? For a time, I thought, wouldn't they be great on Nicollet Mall? I think that those days are over. But Mall of America or Southdale would be great, or Rosedale. But also Mango.
Oh,
why don't we have Mango?
I that's a good question. Yes, Mango is a good brand. That would be a good one.
It's not cheap. I mean, it's more expensive than Zara and some of the others.
Yeah,
but I mean, I just feel like that would fit in perfectly well here.
So, you know, I hate to say this. I'm sure I knew this brand, this boutique, but I haven't paid attention in a long time. What'd you say?
It's not. I know what you're going to say. It's not your neighborhood.
No. Well, I mean, there still is a boutique in Uptown called Proper. And it has been there for a decade. And they are going to be closing. They have a store in Fargo that was founded by the woman's sister, and that will continue to operate. It was a store for younger women, you know, dresses and denim and office clothes and all.
They lasted longer than I might have expected there, and it was a good run.
Right. She said she really feels, you know, the need to spend a little more time with the kids.
Yeah, and it seems like it's truly a life decision, not I don't want to be at Lake and Lindale decision.
Right, right.
So... But so again,
they haven't said the exact date, but sometime in late May it will be closing.
Have you driven through Uptown lately? I mean, have you seen the photos of, you know, it's all torn up now?
I know that. No, and I have not been there.
It's just like nothing you ever thought you would see. I mean, I understand they're making it better, but oh my God.
What are they doing?
I think it's just the combination of all of the emptiness, and then now all the streets torn up. It's a big road project. I don't know, but it's a mess. But you know what? Power through. Get to Majors and Quinn. Get to Ann Kim's restaurant. I mean,
I think people do that. Yes.
Yeah, we got to support.
Yeah,
we got to show up for them.
So, I've got big news.
What?
Really big news.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah. Well, you know, a few weeks ago we talked about Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, who is starting a lifestyle brand, American Riviera Orchard. It just trips off the tongue, right?
It's so funny because I have not heard anything since the big initial.
Well, because we haven't heard anything yet, but we've got the first product. Strawberry jam.
Just what I've been missing.
Have you not been wondering when
Smuckers isn't cutting it?
No.
Thank God.
He has been sending out, or American Riviera Orchard has been sending jars of strawberry jam to influencers and friends. And they have been posting about this. This one woman who I did not know of, she's a fashion designer, Tracy Robbins, and she uploaded two images of the jar to her Instagram story this week and said, thank you for the delicious basket. I absolutely love this jam, so not sure I'm going to share it with anyone. Riviera Orchard, thank you, M.
Wait, who posted that?
This is a fashion designer, Tracy Robbins, who she had sent this to.
Yeah.
And also a socialite in Argentina, Delfina Blacare, if I'm pronouncing it even somewhat right. So
is it available to us commoners yet?
We don't know that. Okay. But apparently she has, at least this has been sent out, and it seems to be the first signs that this business is really going to happen.
Wow.
So we don't know.
Maybe she was regrouping and renaming.
No, we don't know much else. Oh. But that was, you know, she's also announced their new Netflix programs that they're going to be doing. But so the big news is they sent out jam.
Okay. Strawberry.
Strawberry jam. Yes.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's...
No sugar added, I assume.
Oh, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
No.
Did you see former First Lady Michelle Obama going undercover at Target in St. Louis?
First of all, here's the whole thing. I want her sweatshirt. She was wearing, it was just a plain...
A bright yellow sweatshirt.
Yellow sweatshirt, and I want it desperately.
I think those are available in the world.
Well... I don't know. It was a really good color.
Googling bright yellow.
No, I want hers.
I told you I tried to get you one for some occasion. Lululemon did a couple months ago, did this whole bright yellow collection. I walked in and I was like, oh my God, this is my mother. The problem is every single piece, every top was cropped. Oh. And I didn't think you'd want it.
No, I could have sewn two together maybe. But here's the thing about Michelle Obama. First of all, we love her. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Obviously, I don't think it could have been quite as it seemed, because obviously her Secret Service could follow her at a, you know, distance.
Yeah.
But if they were filming and all,
it looked the store was like nobody was bothering her at all. Like,
no.
And it looks like the checkout person, she posted it on Instagram.
It was on Instagram and on Story and on X.
Her book came out in paperback,
right,
and so she decided to just run in to Target in St. Louis.
Yes, in Target
and
in
sign a few copies. Now they had a whole huge display of it, which seems like she must have known that in advance. But anyway,
but she decided to just sign a few.
She signed a few, but then she did a little shopping.
Yeah, but it was so cute because she grabbed a little basket, not a cart, a basket.
Yes,
and she got a toy for Sunny, her dog, and then she got a couple T-shirts.
Yeah.
For her husband.
Yes.
And she saw a cute outfit for herself.
Yes.
Also in yellow.
Yes, yes.
And she said, well, I've got something for Sonny and for my husband and for me. The girls can get their own stuff.
Right.
And then at the checkout, and she had dark glasses on.
Yes.
And her hair in a ponytail. And at the counter, the girl was checking her out and she said, oh, I like your hair.
Yeah.
And she said, but she didn't seem to even really look at her.
Didn't seem to know
and
who
so
she
I
was
can't
checking
figure out. Do you think that really... was real?
Well, I mean, obviously somebody's filming it.
Yes.
So there had to have been...
People do that. You know, people do.
Yeah.
But I mean...
Seems like that would have raised enough...
I wanted to see the Target lady at the checkout
counter.
Oh my God.
Which, she's not real, Mom. That's just a character.
Don't say that.
That's just a character that Chris... I am loving the one... I don't know. I don't know if I've seen all of the Kristen Wiig Target lady commercials, but the one where she scans her belly.
Yes.
Sometimes eats.
I just saw that one. And she tells the customers, sometimes I like to do this and just scan myself. I mean, they are just the best.
Yeah.
I mean, everything about... I just love those. But anyway, I couldn't decide...
whether or not it was real
or fake,
it was still
cute. And it was nice publicity for Target.
It was still cute.
You remember?
I did the same thing once many years ago. I think it was with Bethany Frankel.
Oh, did you... I thought you meant...
I was
went in comedy.
No. And I was going to say, like, I mean, it was certainly pre-Instagram. Like, we weren't...
Yes, it was ages ago.
Recording anything, although I think I might have taken pictures. I'm trying to remember. But anyway, we went shopping together at Target for a series I used to write for the newspaper, for the Pioneer Press, where I'd go shopping with celebrities.
Yeah.
And her book was there. And so she just signed the copies.
Yeah, I remember when you
and
did
that. And I remember a Target like salesperson coming by and like, what are like, you're defacing the merchandise. Yeah. And she's like, no, it's my book. And they were a little confused, but walked away.
Well, the thing is, I remember when Michelle Obama, as First Lady, just decided she wanted to go to Target and put on a baseball cap and very casual clothes.
Yeah.
And nobody did know it was her.
It's amazing. You know, how you can
if you're going to Target to buy stuff, you're not looking for the first lady.
It's the Secret Service that's a little.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. You wonder just where they were or how this was done, but it was cute no matter what, if it was real or not. And I do have to find out where that sweatshirt's from.
So okay, you get
speaking,
on that.
Speaking,
isn't there an app for that?
Yes, there is. Uh-huh. Well, there is for any television show. If anybody sees, like if you're watching The View or Tamron Hall or anybody and you like their clothes, you can go on and
Why those two? Why are those your two references?
Because they're real people on at a real time.
I see.
And if you
want
to know where their clothes are from.
Mm-hmm. Oddly specific.
Well, I saw a sweater one day that one of the co-hosts was wearing. Uh-huh. I really liked it. Uh-huh. I found it and it was $400. So I just closed my computer.
Bummer.
But very quickly, I wanted to just at least talk about Caitlin Clark and all of the well-dressed people who were at the WNBA.
That's what you want to talk about? Their clothes, not their salaries?
Exactly. Well, it all goes together. First of all, for the first time ever, Prada dressed somebody in this capacity. They dressed, from head to toe, they dressed Caitlin Clark in Prada. And all of the women who were selected were dressed to the hilt. They had incredible looking clothes on. I know Lexi will post it so that you can all see what they were wearing. A very different look from the outfits they wear during the games.
Well, sure, and it's their chance.
But it was really neat to see this and to see how they were all dressed up and how
Who is it that had the plunging neckline dress that had like a hood attached to it that she wore over her head?
Yes.
It was all sparkly sequins.
Yes.
I loved that.
And
that was one of my
faves. I believe her name is Alea Edwards. Well, clockwise.
Yes,
yeah.
I think you're.
Oh, no, it's
I
not.
Think it was Angel Reese who wore that.
Angel Reese. Yeah. Yes. And she looked great.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was really fun to see. And first, my first reaction was, oh, sure, women, they're talking about the clothes. But they talk about all the men, the NBA men, they talk about their clothes all the time, too. So this was not
a sexist.
And
this is a red carpet moment, and they're dressing up, and they know it, and I think this is kind of fun for them.
But then if we want to talk about the fact that she's going to make $76,000, and the NBA rookies will make $12 million, little problem there.
Yes, yes. But, and I've heard a lot, I mean, I've heard and read a lot about, I mean, you've got to look at what the WNBA makes and what the NBA makes. Now,
things are changing.
Yes. Right. What bothers me, I mean, it is smaller. They make a lot less money.
Yep.
She might start to change that. She is the kind of player, I'll be honest. I mean, would you not be a little more like, oh, Caitlin Clark's playing, let's go get to
you.
I mean, and that's what it takes to sort of turn the tide.
She is kind of the catalyst.
She is that generational player who could actually change things for them. But the thing that bothers me is that percentage-wise, the players in the NBA make more than the players in the players in the WNBA are only making like 10% of what the league brings in, whereas in the NBA it's 40%.
That's
so that's
difference.
What bugs me.
And the only thing that is a positive is that she is about to sign a contract with Nike. This is Caitlin Clark. For almost $1 billion.
Yes. No,
so,
there's no question.
You know,
she's going to be fine. But
money,
to me,
but
that's a separate thing.
Absolutely. It's
that's a separate thing.
That should not be it. She should be paid for her abilities.
But yeah, wow. Imagine that whole Nike
Why didn't
machine.
You play basketball when you were young? You had taken care of me.
I tried
all these
to play
years.
Tennis and you wouldn't
didn't try
let
to play
me.
Tennis.
I did
you
too.
Didn't. You tried
right,
to
we'll
play soccer.
We'll be back with Whose Look Is It Anyway? That's next. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mother, Harmony. She is here. It is time. We take a look at the trends, turn them all around, upside down, and we ask ourselves and you, whose look is it anyway?
Give me she's wearing that outfit.
It's time for the Shop Girls to ask.
Can I ask you something?
Whose look is it anyway?
So here's what I would say. You know, we talk about Zendaya a lot. Partly.
Not as much as my teenager does.
No, but partly I think I have become even more aware of her.
You're obsessed on his behalf?
Yes. The other night she was on Jimmy Kimmel. Uh-huh. I saw she was going to be on. Yeah. I immediately texted him.
That's so funny because
he appreciated.
I happened to pass through the family room where he was watching Jimmy Kimmel, and I thought, he never watches Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
How would he even know? Of course, I should have known you had called him.
But I have to say, I know he doesn't have a chance, even though he thinks that he does have a chance.
He does. He does harbor great hopes.
Right. But I do find she is charming. It isn't that she is lovely.
Good taste.
Yes. I mean, she was adorable.
More than surface.
It is. I mean, she is unbelievably beautiful and can wear anything.
When does this tennis movie come out? I want to see
finally, I think the 26th of April. I think it's finally about to come out. They're done with the press thing. And at the Los Angeles premiere, the dress she wore for the premiere was not like anything she'd been wearing for the tennis, all the tennis looks. But at the after party, that's what she wore. It was neon green.
Well, that's tennis.
No, I'm saying the dress she wore first for the actual premiere was
sort of conscious,
lacy and big and was not the same kind of look. This is neon green, deep plunge to the waist, sort of ruched at the waist with a tennis ball right there, and then a very high slit, very slinky gown, kind of a halter look.
Become like a line, like the couture tennis.
Well, excuse me, but that's the next thing that I wanted to bring up
there
was that tennis core is now a big trend.
Of course.
You know, every core that's been.
She's the longest torso, can I just say.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Yeah, no, it just goes on forever.
She is not a normal human.
So wait, there's so much to talk about. So little time. So on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
She was wearing something that nobody else would have looked good in. Her stylist is incredible. His name is Lee Roach, and he is unbelievable what he puts together.
Yeah.
But she was wearing a jacket that was from a Ralph Lauren 1992 collection, I believe. It was a double-breasted blazer, like a suit jacket. Mm-hmm. I mean, very fitted in black and white. And she had a polka dot little kerchief or whatever you want, a pocket hanky in the pocket.
Yeah.
And the jacket was longer for a jacket, but that's what she was wearing.
There were no pants.
No pants involved.
No pants involved.
And I'm looking at her as she's sitting there, and she didn't dare move. She absolutely couldn't move because, I mean, I assume there was something that she had on underneath it.
Yeah.
But did she look amazing with, you know, very high heels and her hair up and she just, or a ponytail?
Are you sure there weren't any like little shorts or something?
Well, I hope there were, but you didn't see them. No.
Huh.
No.
Well, didn't she walk out?
She did walk out.
And you couldn't see any evidence of a bottom.
No evidence of a bottom. She had a bottom. She definitely has a bottom. But yes, no evidence.
So.
But meanwhile, this tennis court trend is obviously becoming a big thing with tennis dresses, hats. Everybody is making things that have the right look, the sweaters that have, you know, the look of the V-neck vest kind of sweaters, shorts.
Well, the preppy crowd is going to love it.
So I think you're going to be
seeing Dinah and Wyzetta.
Yeah. So you'll be seeing a lot of that. But I want to shout out to my grandson. He has good taste.
Okay.
That I have to say.
All right.
Okay. Should we move on?
How about boho style? Also.
Yeah, that is making a comeback as well.
Mm-hmm.
This whole hippie
every couple
look.
Of years.
Well, it's more than a couple. You know, it's kind of been a while since boho has had its day.
How are we doing it this time?
Pretty much the same way that they did it before. Floral looks, full dresses where you can just, you know, be flowy.
Yeah.
Blouses that have the flowy look.
Right. I think that's what's so interesting about this is just like really oversized, voluminous maxis. You know, we've been doing maxi skirts and maxi dresses, but I feel like they've had some shape to them. Maybe they've been A-line, but they've been slim fitting through the torso. And this is like where it's just one big tent.
Yeah,
it is a cautionary, like,
you got to be careful how you put it all together out there.
It looks great in a magazine pose where you're like holding your arms up and it's posed just so.
Oh, you don't walk around like that?
But don't you often feel that way? You know, when you see it, the way they're like holding their arms in a very unnatural way, you're like, yeah, sure. If I walked around like that, it would work. Otherwise,
but
not
everybody's
so going
to make a big path for
not
you to get
so
by.
Much. So just proceed with caution is all you could say about that.
I would say that too.
Okay, well, maybe we can weave a few more in next hour. We'll take your questions after the news. Don't go away. Another hour of the Shop Girls coming up after this.